It's now time for the MLB.com Cut Forecast. Cut Forecast. The Cut Forecast. It's a cast from Cut 4. Here it is.
Hello and welcome to the Cut Forecast. I'm Dakota Gardner. I'm joined, as always, by Gemma Konecko.
What's up?
And nearly as always, by Ian Kay, although not near enough, I should say.
Oh, thank you, Dakota.
You're very welcome.
Yeah.
Way to just trash talk everyone else on the podcast.
Yeah. I hate the rest of you if you're listening, Cut 4 writers. And Ian is the best. And I'm not just saying that because he's my boss.
Uh-huh.
We have a lot to get to today, though. I'm just going to cut through the nonsense. We're going to get right to it. We have a lot going on. We're going to talk about some MLB uniforms. We're going to talk a little bit about which heads of state we may want to attend baseball games with. We'll also bring it on home by asking our moms hypothetically for MLB advice. But before we get to all of that, we do not have a pop quiz this week. We have something else entirely.
What is
a
it?
A new thing. Well, this is not a pop quiz. This is called Think Fast, in which I will...
So, it's not
different
a pop quiz.
Different. Pop quiz.
It's different.
Change the name.
I will give you a thing. You don't know what it is. And you just give me your quick, ill-formed opinion on it. Think fast. All right.
Okay.
We also have another surprise coming later in the show, but we'll start with just this one.
Okay.
The Braves created a dish called the Punisher. We heard this before, but we saw images of it just recently. Here's how they describe it. A country-fried smoked rib meat slathered in a Monster Energy drink-infused barbecue sauce, topped with a fresh-cut, beer-battered onion and salsa, tucked in between a toasted and buttered Hawaiian bun and pinned in place with two slices of bacon. Yay or nay? Ian?
I have a few takes. Was it chicken fried or country fried?
Country fried.
Okay. That is never as good as it sounds.
Okay.
Second of all, designing a food item that every child is going to want and then infusing it with an energy drink. It's a dangerous idea.
Yay or nay? I'm going to sports shouting you.
Nay.
Yay or nay.
I'm out.
Nay. Gemma, what do you got? Yay or nay, nay on the Punisher?
Nay. How does bacon hold something in place? And also, nothing should ever taste like an energy drink. That's not why you get it. You don't want to taste energy drink. That's a bad
palate. Yeah, I will. So you're also a nay.
Nay. Nay.
I will play devil's advocate and just say that rib meat and barbecue sauce and bacon, I'm all in on all that. Onions, give it to me.
Monster flavored
the monster
sauce.
Thing I could do with that. I love it.
My dad used to describe my own eating style as punishing your stomach, so I like that they named it the Punisher.
You know, isn't it
like so apt?
Is it a dad thing to just describe the process of eating in like the most grotesque terms?
I always
possible?
Hated it when I was a server. When having to say, like, are you still working on that? Like, why is it a job to eat? I hated that. I would never say it. I hate it when people ask me that. I think it's really gross.
Yeah, I don't like it either. My dad and mom fight about this all the time because my dad will always say, like, yeah, I'm going to strap on the feed bag tonight. Or, like, he'll eat so much and he'll be like, oh, I'm so swollen. Oh, and it's like, you're the most grotesque human in the world. But he would love the
Shout
Punisher.
Out to Al.
Shout out to Al. We'll be delving further into Al and my mom in a little bit. But let's move on. Thank you for thinking fast.
I like this new old.
Yeah, I like
him
that.
A lot
that was
more
fun.
Than pop quiz.
That was
yeah,
fun.
I'm sure you do. It's less exposing the fact that you know nothing about anything.
Pretty much.
But let's move on.
That's
here.
What the rest of the podcast is for.
Yes.
All right, let's move on here. We have some interesting news. The Royals are adding some gold to their uniforms just to show you that they have won the World Series. Just in case you forgot, they won the World Series and they want to make sure that you aren't going to forget it. Got us wondering, if you were somehow put in charge of an MLB team, but only as far as uniform matters. It's the only thing that you've really been, that's
costume
been delegated
designer
to you.
For yeah. MLB team.
Yeah, you're the costume designer. What would you want to add to the uniform? And you can either go vague with it and just say what you'd want to add to any uniform in general, or a specific team's uniform, how you would want to add to it. What do you got, Gemma? Since we had Ian think fast first, why don't we have you go?
All right. So, as you know, I sometimes watch hockey. I enjoy mm-hmm. it. One of the things that I really like about hockey is how goalkeepers have really weird helmets. They have cool illustrations on them. They get really fun. They have all this cool art. So I thought it would be fun to let players pick the art for their batting helmet. other than just a ton of disgusting pine tar. Like, just vary it up. Can have some drawings on it, you know? People probably put pictures of their kids, or, like, pro wrestlers probably is actually what would be on the helmets. That would be my guess. If you had a cool nickname, Chris Colabello could put his cute puppy on it, Clutch Colabello.
That'd be cool.
I think that'd be really fun. Pitchers in the AL can... Sorry, you don't get this.
You don't get... Could they maybe decorate their, like, hat while they pitch?
Yeah, but then does everyone get a decorated hat? It's weird. I think it has to be helmets only.
Slippery slope.
Yes. Gotta be careful. Gotta contain it. Yeah. Gotta contain the helmet art.
It's true. Yes. Next thing you know, people will just be doodling all over their uniform.
And we can't, what is this, high school? We can't draw on your jeans and your uniform pants.
I did that. I had Chuck
Taylor. I bet you did. Yes. I bet you wrote like...
On the Converse, I would write
song lyrics.
I put, you know this, when you took the AP exam, you know he had the stickers?
Oh, yeah,
the stickers. You know what I'm talking about? With like a barcode on it? This is like a standardized test.
People would put those on their binders.
I put those on my shoes.
In my school.
I was very cool.
In case the educational testing service was gonna scan your shoes.
You never know.
So that everyone would know how many AP tests by looking at his shoes, because Dakota was clearly the coolest high schooler.
Yeah, for sure. I was really cool.
Anyway, Ian, it's a really good idea.
Thank you.
They should sell like a replica hat you could then buy of your favorite player's custom helmet.
That would be really cool. And catchers could just have so much fun with it. Because you could decorate all your, like goalkeepers do. Like, they have the most outrageous uniforms in hockey, so catchers
this
could do
good.
That too.
I like it.
Thank you.
What do Thanks. You got, Ian? What's your idea?
Mine is a little bit broader. I look to the world of soccer, football, if you will. One thing I like about soccer shirts is they come in both long and short sleeve. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Baseball players always have short sleeves, but many of them are wearing long sleeves underneath anyway.
Yeah.
And like on a soccer team, even during the same game, some players go long sleeve, some go short sleeve. So I would add optional sleeves to baseball jerseys. And, you know, players can just pick. Do they want the short sleeve? Do they want the long sleeve? If I was buying a replica, I would definitely want the long sleeve because I just like long sleeve shirts. I think that'd be a cool look. I also recommend from soccer adding the collar.
Oh!
Like some teams go with the collared shirt.
Yeah.
And so you could add the little collar, like tennis collar to baseball jerseys.
I feel like tennis collared long sleeve baseball jerseys would be kind of a lot, though.
Well, not if, you know, you're the kind of college kid that plays lacrosse.
The collars are mine, so I'll get into the specifics of that, of why I like that.
Okay, I'll pass that one over to Dakota.
But the long sleeves is interesting. My question to you is what kind of sleeve? Because the guys who wear sleeves underneath their jersey, it's like a tight...
It's like a compression sleeve.
I didn't think about that.
Whereas like if it's a baseball uniform sleeve, it'd be like throwing a dress shirt.
Well, it's very old-timey, you know, look. When older long sleeve uniforms.
Like long sleeve could be an issue, especially like hit by pitches and stuff.
Yeah.
But I think that we may see baseball uniforms kind of trend towards more form-fitted anyway in the future. So I think you could get, like, not a full, like, skin-tight compression sleeve, but, like, something a little bit tighter.
It's what we all want, is just extremely tight MLB jerseys.
I would never, I mean, I already don't want jerseys, but if I wore a long-sleeve one, I'd, like, try to type, and it'd be like, nope, my arms are missing. That'd be it.
Your arms are missing.
I'm very short. Short people have trouble wearing anything that's proportioned for a normal human. It would look like I was wearing an old nightshirt, like Scrooge, running into the street if I tried to buy
that. I'd be in favor
jersey.
Of old MLB. Instead of a hat, it's like the sleeping cap.
Just picture Jose Altuve, like, running around in, like, a...
That would be wonderful. Yeah. That would be a wonderful image. But yeah, I'll talk about the collars first, because I agree with that. And one of the reasons why I think that's a good idea is that what's one of the universal things that people have in terms of dress code is you have to wear a collared shirt. So if there's a collar on the uniform, I could have just walked into this became a podcast about my high school, but I could have just walked into the high school.
Did you have a dress code at your high school?
You had to wear a collared shirt? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. I'm pretty sure I got through high school wearing just t-shirts from Cedar Point Roller Coasters. That's it.
So. Fun fact, I also did that for a while. A lot of Cedar Point t-shirts before the dress code was instituted. But yeah, I think that's a good idea.
Before that was why the dress code was instituted.
Yeah, you know how the gangs are with their loving of Cedar Point Roller Coasters. No, but I feel like that's a good idea. Or like this office. I mean, granted, we don't have a...
None of us is wearing a collared shirt right now.
But I could wear it and I could be like, no, I'm wearing my formal attire today. Wouldn't that be a positive? I also thought patches.
You would go to a wedding in a collar baseball jersey. Okay. Having gone to a wedding with you and seen what you wore to
Yeah, I did. I wore a costume, but that's not the point. That's neither here nor there. My other thought was patches, because, you know, like this year the Braves are leaving Turner Field. They have a patch commemorating that. If somebody passes away, sometimes there'll be a patch commemorating that on the jersey. And I was like, well, why do we save it for things like that? You should be able to put a patch for what? Like, if you're super into Green Day and you want to have a Green Day patch on your jersey, you should be able to do that.
So, again, you want it to be like your high school button jeans, like just patches
yes.
everywhere.
Yes, exactly.
Or like a button. What if it's like Boy Scouts and you have to earn it?
That's great. Or like in college football where they do the thing, like Ohio State does that thing where they have the spots when they do something like a touchdown or whatever. That would be great too.
Well, I like the thing the NFL does where, like, if a player's a captain, he gets like a star, and then if you've been a captain for 3 years, it like fills up your star.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I kind of like anything like that sort of designates like how long you've been on the team
like
or like your standing.
That'd be cool.
And like, I know it's a uniform, but I think things like that or Boy Scout patches that like designate your accomplishments. Like, if you hit, you know, 300 or like you win the Silver Slugger, so it'd be cool to like have that on your jersey the next year.
That would be so cool
if like there was an MVP thing.
And like maybe you could have some crowns on the sleeves.
Yeah, if you were an all-star, you get like shoulder things like
epaulettes.
Yeah, epaulettes.
And then like, you know, there'd be a different edition of that jersey you'd have to collect every year.
That is the best idea.
Yes.
Great. Okay.
We're geniuses, all of us. Yeah.
Commissioner Manfred, you're listening. That is the next move for MLB jerseys.
We may have to lay out like this full jersey, you know, patch plan on Cut 4.
I think we may need to do that because this is a fantastic idea. All right. Well, let's move on. Now that we've solved how to fix the non-existent problems with MLB uniforms, let's talk a little bit about Cuba. As we know, the Rays were just in Cuba playing a game against the Cuban national team. The president of the United States was there, Barack Obama. If you don't know who that was, it's Barack Obama. He was there front row. He only stayed like 2.5 innings because he's the president. He has other stuff he has to do other than watch baseball game. But he was there. It was really cool. Chris Archer got like a lot of FaceTime with him and with Michelle, which was also really cool. But here's the question. If you could go to a baseball game with any head of state, living or dead, who would you want to go with? We'll assume that they've been resurrected. Who would you want to go with to a baseball game? Ian, why don't we start with you? Which head of state would you want to hang out with at a ball game?
Well, first, let me say that Obama was killing it in that whole appearance.
Yes.
The shirt, the sunglasses, such a touching moment to see the current and future president when he met Derek Jeter. That was great.
Yes.
Wow, predictions for the future.
Maybe not this
Nate
election
Silver,
cycle.
Can you
maybe.
Check that out for
maybe.
The Derek Jeter
convention, you never know what can happen.
The writing campaign begins earnestly here.
I think, you know, I would just want someone who, you know, you're going to be there for like 3 hours next to them. I'd want someone who had some really good stories. And I think going back maybe a little ways, but Teddy Roosevelt would have some stories. You know, we're going to get real comfortable. We're going to eat some Punishers.
You definitely
is that
are.
What you call that?
If he's there, you're definitely.
And I'm just going to hear stories of him like hunting wild game or fighting in various wars or various other heroic acts from his time, and I think that would be the person I want to hear from.
That's a solid choice. Also, he has that like weird high-pitched voice. Should be fun.
Definitely.
The whole time for like taunting of the opposing team. That would be really good.
You go to a Nats game and he could cheer on himself.
Yes,
that
would
be cool.
Yeah. That would be really cool.
Yes.
All right, Gemma, who would you want to go with?
I had so many options. I mean, I know you did too, so I didn't want to take
that's
anything
okay.
away from
no,
you.
That's okay.
No, that's okay. So I decided, like, you know, I thought of many heads of states that I personally think are just great. Whether or not, you know, we'll never be friends, we'll never meet. But I ultimately went with Justin Trudeau, Canada's new prime minister.
Your favorite country.
My favorite country, yes. He's a baseball fan. He was really into the Expos, into the Jays now, obviously, still wants Team Montreal, whatever. But so I already know that he likes baseball, so it's not like I would have to teach him about some sport that maybe his nation doesn't really care for.
Yeah.
And I think we'd have a good time. I could practice my French. You know, we could get some poutine. It would be great.
Yeah, yeah, that's a good choice.
He's clearly a fun guy, so.
Yeah, they love him up there.
Yeah, yeah.
I think poutine is being served at more and more parks.
Yes, like I've seen it. I've seen it.
Which makes a lot of sense.
It's a great ballpark food.
So.
Also, did you see Justin Trudeau's move in Brooklyn like last week when he came? He's like on a U.S. tour or something, and he went and he came here and he went to Mile End, which is a Montreal-style like deli in Brooklyn, I think.
Yeah.
So he just came all the way here to eat his own food, and I respect that move a lot.
Yes.
I would do that. That's really good. If I was like in Japan, I'd be like, "Where's Johnny Rockets?"
That essentially would be like Obama going to Toronto and then ordering like TGI Fridays or something.
You're right. TGI Fridays is the most American.
Probably.
You're right about that.
Until Guy's American Kitchen opens in Toronto.
Guy's worldwide empire of cuisine. Gemma, I know that you wanted to say Angela Merkel.
I did, but I left. I love her, but I wanted you to be able to go to a ball game with her.
I would. I thought you were going to say her, so I put somebody else initially. But we can take a minute to talk about the greatness of
Angela
Merkel.
She's pretty great. Yeah.
And about I will say right though that she probably doesn't know a ton about baseball.
Right.
Not a huge German
sport. Right. I'm sure she'd be willing to learn.
I'm sure.
She's a very receptive person.
She is. So I think that would be
like she's
really
going to appoint me
option.
To a position in her government. I'm just talking her up. I'm like, oh, Angela Merkel, you're so great.
You go to Twins game. She's a huge Max Kepler fan. I'm
sure. I'm sure. But, so just, you know, I didn't want to move
Lutz.
On.
Is the other German guy?
Yeah, Donald Lutz. I didn't want to move on without acknowledging the greatness of Angela Merkel. So
yes.
We did that. And then usually when we talk about heads of state, living or dead, who I'm obsessed with, it's hard not to follow.
Usually we talk about heads of state.
It's actually not that infrequent.
You don't sit with us, but this is like 80% of our conversation during the day. Abraham Lincoln, you got a shout out to Abe, honest Abe. He'll tell you, like, if there's a close play at first base and everyone's all the fans are booing the ump, he'll be the one who's like, no, it's okay. You made the right call. That's my Abraham Lincoln impression. It's actually an impression of Daniel Day-Lewis doing an impression.
I probably wouldn't want to entertain a public. All right.
I see where you're going with this.
Agreed.
I see where you're going.
I wouldn't want to attend a public entertainment event with Abraham Lincoln, but
fair enough.
It's just me.
Fair enough. Too soon, but fair enough.
Too soon.
But that's ultimately not who I went with. I wanted to go with one of the biggest baseball fans who's ever served in the highest office. That is right. I think I may have actually said this person before in terms of people I would want to watch a game with. Richard Nixon. And let me tell you why. Guy loved baseball. He could tell you how many RBIs somebody had in a single year in 1965. Like, this guy, an obsessive baseball fan. And I would just pick his brain the entire time. I would be like, come on, 18 minutes of deleted tape. I want to know what's on it.
You'd have to really just be constantly feeding him ballpark beer and just bringing it back up inning after inning.
If he was going to tell anybody what happened in Watergate, he would do it at a baseball game. That is my belief.
He'd be the guy listening to the radio broadcast on his headphones.
He would
absolutely
be that guy.
He totally would. And afterward, if you did tell anyone what he told you, he'd be like, you violated the sanctity of ballpark conversation, because that's how much he clearly appreciates baseball.
So you'd say you would like to go to a game with him so you could ruin the experience for him by bothering him the entire time.
No, it wouldn't be bothered. I think he would feel unburdened to talk about it personally. That's what I would think. And I think he would appreciate watching the players of today, considering there are such amazing baseball players in the league right now. So, you know, tricky dick. That's who I would want to watch a game with.
I think you guys should go to the same game. And see, you know, how your president ghosts interact with each other.
Teddy Roosevelt and Richard Nixon. That would be quite the meeting of minds. All right, well, let's move on to our next topic. And this one is another special game that we'll be playing that I did not warn you about. This one is called On the Spot.
Oh, this is a terrible name.
Isn't that every question also that
guys ask? Always...
This is where I will give you a discussion topic, won't tell you what it is, and I will put you on the spot.
How are you going to not tell us what the discussion is?
Well, I'll tell you now. I wasn't going to tell you.
This sounds conspicuously similar to the first game.
Yes.
You know what? Whatever.
All right.
Here's what it is. Ichiro gave Justin Bohr a t-shirt with his dog on it because Bohr asked him to.
Oh.
Apparently.
Okay.
Were you not following this story?
I mean, I follow everything that has to do with Ichiro, let's be real.
Okay. But so essentially, Ichiro makes custom t-shirts for everybody last year on the Marlins team. And Bohr was like, I want one. And so he was like, okay, and he made him one with Bohr's dog on it. So here is my question to the two of you.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually haven't thought about this either, so technically we're all on the spot. even though I knew what the question was.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I didn't think about it, and I wrote the question.
I didn't. you are asking Ichiro to custom make you a t-shirt. What do you want on it? Gemma,
me and Ichiro high-fiving. Obviously, okay. Jumping in the air, high-fiving.
Like an actual photo or like emoji version?
Emoji version. I want it to be cute. And I want my hair to be like anime blowing in the wind.
Fair enough.
I have really long hair, so.
Okay.
For those of you who have no idea what I look like. I think it'd be adorable. It would be great. If it was good enough, I'd probably get it as a tattoo, you know?
Okay.
I love Ichiro.
I that has conveyed yes. through in your passion.
Yes.
Ian, what do you got? What's on your Ichiro t-shirt?
What is on my Ichiro t-shirt? I think it's just the logo of the team that we both play for because they don't want to disrespect the game about me.
How did you get on this team?
No, I think...
just for your ability to take hit-by-pitches, right?
Yes, that's it. And my ability to just run out every ground ball.
Yeah.
He's great. A gamer. Ian is a gamer.
Yes. What would I put on my Ichiro t-shirt? I don't know. Can I have Ichiro? If you're getting yourself with Ichiro, I just want him.
Yeah.
I want like
yeah.
an anime version of Ichiro.
Okay.
Or Justin Bohr. I might want a Justin Bohr one.
So you would have Ichiro custom design you a shirt with Justin Bohr.
Or Justin Bohr's dog.
Justin Bohr's dog is
It is a
good.
Pretty great t-shirt.
Good dog.
I will say.
One of those.
Yeah.
Okay.
All three.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think for me, I would want a t-shirt with like a big picture of Ichiro's face on it. And then like his signature big on it, and then the back is like his baseball card, so it has like all of his stats.
That's really intense.
And yeah, but like big and kind of airbrushed, like
collared,
like
airbrushed
from the 90s.
Shirt.
Yeah, it wouldn't need to be collared.
No, but then you could wear it to formal events.
My formal Ichiro attire. Yeah, I'll wear that to the next wedding I attend. I don't know. It seems like a decent option. Ichiro, I know you're listening. Hook us up with some sweet custom shirts, and we will wear them everywhere. All right, let's move on here to our last topic. Reds prospect Cody Reed wears glasses on the mound. Interesting. When asked why, he said that his mom told him to do that because she bought him the glasses and he'd better use them. So I thought, that's interesting. Hey guys, if either of you are a baseball player or, you know, any other circumstance, what advice would your mom give to an MLB player? Gemma, why don't we start with you?
My mom is not a big sports fan mm-hmm. in general, and her advice to me as a child was always that I should go outside. And since okay. baseball players are already outside, I'm not sure how much more she would have to tell them other than don't get hurt, you know?
Don't get hurt. All right, that's good advice.
That's the broadest advice. Like, try not to fall and, like, break your neck, you know? Just general safety advice. She might tell them what movies to watch.
Really?
Yeah, that might be some advice she would give them. Mm-hmm. Just having nothing to do. They'd be like, I'm a professional baseball player. I should be like, great. Have you seen this Katharine Hepburn movie from 1935? And then she would give them a list of movies to watch. I just can't imagine her being fazed at all by someone's professional athlete status.
What about you? Tomorrow's open. It's your first opening day. What advice would your mom give you?
Don't get hit by the ball. And do your best. Just do your best.
Aw, do your best.
Yeah.
That's good advice.
She'd probably also actually tell me that I'm the best baseball player that has ever lived.
Yeah.
And it would be completely incorrect.
Parents do that.
Yes.
Parents do that.
Yeah.
Ian, what advice would your mom give to major league players or to you specifically?
Well, I think my mom would definitely have specific advice for a certain major league baseball player.
Okay.
And that player is Yonis Cespedes.
Okay.
Because she is very into people wearing their seatbelts. And Cespedes has a lot of cars, a lot of fast cars. Some of them aren't even really cars, more of like a three-wheel thing. And she would want to make sure that he was belted in safely and securely before he started driving one of those.
Okay, that's good
advice. That's very important. Mm-hmm. Very important advice.
Legit, just good advice for life.
Yeah.
Always buckle up. My mom does a lot of that too. There's a lot of like personal safety, but that seems to be like yes. a running yeah. theme here.
Yes.
So I thought about this, and my first thought was my mom often says, "Just be careful."
Uh huh.
So like, if she hears like somebody was robbed in Brooklyn, she'll like text me. She'll be like, "Be careful," or you know, if I'm going driving, she'll always say, "Drive safe." And it's like, well, I was gonna drive recklessly, but now that you've said drive safe, I'm gonna do that. And then I thought too, don't get hit with the ball.
Yeah.
That's something that my mom would say to me.
Yeah.
But then I realized why don't I just ask her? So I did, and I texted her, and this is the actual advice she gave me. The first thing she said was, quote, "Be kind to everyone and appreciate how lucky you are. Karma is everywhere."
Aww.
Which is nice, but sounded suspiciously not like my mom. And so I was like, hey, that's weird. Why? Like, what would you actually tell me? And she was like, oh, I don't know. And this was what she said. Be nice. Just be nice. Clean your locker out.
Very much mom
advice.
That's
a good one, because I would probably have a dirty locker. Yours spelled U-R, by the way. Wash your hat hair. Another good one. A lot of pitchers could use that. They have like the long hair with the sunscreen in it. Use hand sanitizer in the dugout. Which, again, if you've been down in a dugout after a game, they're pretty messy. I think that's pretty
gross,
fair.
Yeah.
And if you're in a visitor dugout, you don't really know who's going in there all the time. It's there's, you know, hundreds of players in the league. So that's good advice. And then the last piece of advice she left me with was, don't expletive it up. And I think that was an excellent piece of advice that I would give to every member of the major leagues.
She should write a book. These are good tips.
I think those are good, solid.
Got the chapter titles right there.
Yeah, those are it. Yeah, yeah. Wash your hat hair. Yeah, I hope you're listening, Clay Buckles. Wash your hat hair. All right, so this was, I think, a very informative day of podcasting. I don't know if you agree with me. But I think what will maybe cap it off and will make it the most helpful that it can be is if we sum up the podcast into 140 characters. One tweet that accurately gets at the core of what we've been talking about all day. We didn't have a pop quiz this time, and so I'm just arbitrarily going to make Ian go first.
Oh. Okay.
You can do it.
The ghost of President Teddy Roosevelt would eat a Punisher at a baseball game because his mom didn't tell him not to. Hashtag cut forecast.
That turned
that's
out pretty
one.
Well.
That's a good one.
It was touch and go for a minute.
I would favorite that. I think that's a good one.
Thanks.
All right, Gemma, what do you got?
Dear Ichiro. Mm-hmm. Will you make a t-shirt of me and Justin Trudeau wearing customized batting helmets at a Marlins game?
Oh, that would be a good one. That'd be a really good t-shirt.
That would be great.
I'll retweet that. Hopefully you'll get that t-shirt, the Ichiro custom. Mine would be, maybe my mom would wear an MLB jersey with a patch honoring Angela Merkel.
Would she? Does she also like her?
Probably. I don't know. I've never
that
asked her.
That just seems like a dream that you had. Like you woke up from the dream and then you tweeted it. That's what it seems
what?
Like.
What? Maybe my mom? Angela Merkel? Yeah. Okay. That was not a good tweet. If you are listening, if you have a better tweet, tweet it at us at Cut4 with the hashtag Cut4Cast. We'll retweet the best ones. We'll like the slightly less good ones. We'll block the ones that are just truly terrible. That's not true. You can go to mlb.com/cut4 and you can read all of the content that we produce. All of these the topics that we discussed today all have articles relating to them on mlb.com/cut4. So if you want that news, go there. Gemma, what are you excited about that's coming up on mlb.com/cut4?
I'm excited for all of our opening day content that's coming up soon. It's going to be so fun.
Yeah, it's true. We have a lot coming up, so make sure to keep an eye out for that, previewing everything that's going up. Our friends at Cespedes Family Barbecue are going to help us preview the season. Maybe a little haiku might be in your way. I'm not sure. Stay tuned for that. You can also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/cut4. And if you write us a review of this podcast on iTunes, we will read it on the Cut4Cast. That is a true fact. While you're there, you can also leave us a rating. That's fine, too. And subscribe. Tell your friends. Tell your enemies. Tell strangers in the street. Oh, my gosh, the Cut4Cast. You should listen to it. That's about all I have. Ian, thank you for being here.
Anytime.
And Gemma, as always, thank you for tolerating me.
Of course. I try.
But mostly, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.